Good afternoon and happy Hanukkah. Frelich and Hanukkah, everybody. Today is Chaf Tes Kislev, Tafshin Pei Dalid, December 12th, 2023. And I remember at the tender age of 13, when I went away to yeshiva, in Rabbi Wein's yeshiva in Muncie, my first official learning happened right after davening, and Rabbi Wein, Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva, would learn Musar with us for a few minutes, every day after davening. And the sefer we were learning then was Sharei Tshuva. That's the Gates of Repentance by Rabbeinu Yonah. But there was a cycle in the yeshiva where we would go through the classic Musar Sfarim, considered to be very classic, starting in the yeshivas in Europe. There was Sharei Tshuva, Mesilas Yesharim, Chovos HaLevavos, and the one we're learning right now, Orchos Tzadikim. At this point in our curriculum that we've come through, we're up to the part of the Orchos Tzadikim, the ways of the righteous, where he deals with the trait of bitachon, and it's in the midst of his study of simcha, the Heilige Orchos Tzadikim explores bitachon and emuna, because it is umbrellaed under simcha. And as we'll see, we need the midah of simcha, joy, to master, or to even come close to mastering these midos of trusting in Hashem and believing in Hashem properly. So we'll begin in what's called the Shar HaSimcha, the part that deals with bitachon. Tell the Orchos Tzadikim, the midas HaSimcha Tuluya, dependent on the trait of joy, is a mitzvah asteh, is a positive commandment. Let's rephrase that. In order to properly fulfill a certain positive commandment in the Torah, a person absolutely needs to reach a state of joy. If the person's emotions are not in a state of joy, then the person will be unable to be makayim, to fulfill this mitzvah. What is that mitzvah? First, the Orchos Tzadikim describes it. But again, let's keep in mind, he's telling us that if we are not happy, and we don't find a way to be happy, if we're depressed and anxious, we are unable to fulfill this mitzvah. We're incapacitated when it comes to this mitzvah. How does he describe it? Sheyatzik kol me'orosav. That the person should declare righteous, should justify all of those occurrences that he experiences in life. The way I look at it is, when I think about this line of Orchos Tzadikim, there have been many experiences that have happened to every person. They have happened. They're small, they're major, some of them are kind of come and go, some of them are protracted, all different types. They have occurred, they are occurring, and they will occur. What does this say? Yatzik koma orosav. The person needs to go ahead and realize that it's fair what Hashem does. All of those things that are not in the person's control, they are all fair. Yatzik, they're tzedek. They're righteous. But where in the Torah does it say that we have to embrace such an attitude and have such a feeling? This is the first pasuk that the Orchos Tzadikim quotes to talk to us about bitachon, which depends on the midah of simcha. The emotion of joy has to be there for us to have this thought of bitachon. Devarim perek ches pasuk hei. You remember from last time when we came around to the Orchos Tzadikim? And you must know with your heart. That means, I'm wondering why it says im levavecha. Of course, the simple explanation is that you have to feel this and know it. But one could possibly say viadata has to do with the intellect, with the brain. Im levavecha, with your heart, which is the seat of emotions and desire. One has to engage one's intellect, brain power, logic, and also one's emotions to arrive at the following conclusion. That just like a man, just like a father, reprimands and disciplines his son, his child, Hashem Elokecha Miyasreka. Hashem, your God, disciplines you. He keeps you in line. That's in Devarim Perikhes, Pasuk Hei. So what is the meaning of it all? That if I remember that Hashem is my loving parent, I always have that in mind, I can keep that mitzvah. But in order to keep this mitzvah, I have to be able to be open to the emotion of joy. I have to allow myself and work in myself that I can reach the level of simcha. Then I will be able to realize this reality, this genuine thought that Hashem is a parent. And if after a person repents, now we have ups and downs all the time, including with bitachon. We are working on bitachon and emunah every day, every hour. And then there are times that we feel we're in an emotional crisis, chas v'shalom, and then we kind of reason with ourselves based on the rules of emunah and bitachon and whatever other intervention we need to help us. So we do tshuva all the time. And then there's also situations of major tshuva, repentance from a lifestyle or a partial lifestyle, whatever form of tshuva it is that the Aruch HaTzaddikim is talking about. The dilemma is that sometimes after a person has done tshuva, the person has reached the pinnacle in ruchnius. Lo yehi inyano betov kamo batchila. Sometimes things are not going as well as they were before. Huh? And the person says, wait, before I did tshuva, things were going pretty smoothly, but I knew that I had to correct certain modes of behavior. And now that I've done tshuva, I've come closer to Hashem, now it has gotten harder. How could that be? How is it there? Mitzvah sheyachshav b'libo. There's a mitzvah based on this pasuk we said before and based on another pasuk that one has to think in his heart. He has to think to himself. Ki litovaso ne'apach inyono lo'ra. Why did it become so challenging now? It's for the person's good. That is why. Hashem has our betterment in mind. He loves us. But how does that work? Ki kodem sha'asa adam teshuva. Because before a person worked on getting close to Hashem, to the level that he or she is at right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meshalim lo schar ha-mitzvot sha'asa. Hashem might have been paying the person a reward for the good deeds and the precepts that were fulfilled by this person in this world. That's why it was smooth sailing to a degree. In order to expel him, at least to a degree, from the ultimate reward, the paradise of the afterlife. Shenemar, we have another pasuk, and that's in Devarim Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud. And Hashem pays his enemies. These are talking about very wicked people, but to a very lesser degree, it could be true with every person, up to some level. El panav, he pays to the person's face, like immediate gratification, leha'avido, to cause him to lose where it really counts, which is olam haba. So sometimes, when we are having everything perfect, with no major challenges, it could be that we're getting rewarded for our mitzvos in this world, kind of losing out in olam haba. By the way, don't worry, because I've had people come to me in a panic. Many people have said, well, wait a minute. What if I have a generally tranquil life, Baruch Hashem? Should I be afraid that chas v'shalom, I am actually being rewarded for my mitzvot in this world, and I'm not going to have it in the world to come because Hashem feels I'm his enemy, chas v'shalom? No, 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 no. We have to remember that later on, in the sixth type of bitachon, the Aruch HaTzaddikim says, that's a different department. It's a different area, a specialty of bitachon. Allow me to read it to you, but we'll get to it later in Yetz Hashem. Sheyiftach belokim, it's a bitachon ba'olam hazeh, says the Aruch HaTzaddikim. One does need to trust in Hashem. Not only does one have a right to do this, one needs to do this. Shelo yachilehu ba'olam hazeh, that Hashem will not feed him in this world, chelek haroi lo ba'olam haba, the portion that is worthy for him in the world to come. So we need not have anxiety if things are going okay. We don't have to say, oh no, maybe I'm using up my olam haba right now. No, no, no. That's a different area of bitachon, which is also very imperative to have. I'm reading from what's later. And then a person might say, well, wait, if I'm having such a smooth time in this world, maybe it's only going to be temporary. What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be next week? No, no, don't worry, he says. One needs to trust in Hashem that, first of all, it's okay to have serenity, tranquility in this world. I really want to mention the Gemara Makos. It says in the last parak in the Gemara Makos that Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael something that was so harsh that the Navi came later and davened that it should be abolished. He pressed the delete button on it. You know the Gemara that says, Moshe Rabbeinu told us, Uvagoyim ha'hem lo sargia. Lo sargia, you will not have, lo sargia, you're not going to have any rest and tranquility in Golos. When you're in the other countries of the world during the exiles, you will not have any tranquility and rest. The Navi came later and said, Holoch lahargio Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael, go and have your rest and tranquility. The Gemara explains, Moshe Rabbeinu gazar gzeira uva navi ubitzla. Moshe Rabbeinu made a decree for Klal Yisrael. Not a halacha, but a prediction. But the Navi said, Ribono Shel Olam, we can't handle that. Even in Galus we need a break. It is okay that in Galus there can be some breath of fresh air, there can be tranquility. Not that we are content to be in Galus forever. Chas v'sholom. Not that we're content to be in Galus even for a second. But we're allowed to experience some tranquility. It's the Gemara Makos. Holoch l'hargio Yisrael. So it's okay. One doesn't have to panic and say, oh no, it's going so well. What's going to be? No, there's no need to panic. It says it in the Gemara Makos. So that's why the Orcha Tzadikim, echoing that idea from that Gemara, it's in the end of Makos, tells us that the person has to trust in Hashem. And don't be anxious and think, oh, I'm losing up my reward, my olam haba, because I have some serenity and peace and happiness and joy. No, don't worry about that. And at the same time, also trust in Hashem that he will protect us from all types of evil encounters. Pigei ha'olam, evil encounters of the world, mitachaluim, illnesses, midever, we can be saved from pestilence, epidemics, sicknesses, chas v'shalom, mecherev, from violence, from anti-Semitism, from swords, from enemies. This is part and parcel of the bitachon package that we're supposed to have, bitachon. I'm reading it to you from the Orchot Tzadikim. Umei rov, and from hunger, not having enough parnasa. Umei shah haros, hamisrak shos lova la'olam. And from all the other evils that assemble to come to the world. So, that is a sneak peek at the bitachon hashishi, the sixth area of bitachon that's coming up later. Back to ours, though. This is the very beginning of when he talks about bitachon. So what's the idea we're trying to bring across? That we have to realize that, on one hand, we're allowed, and it's coming to us based on the Gemara Makos with the Navi Davin, Halokh Lahargio Yisrael. It's okay to experience tranquility. But we also have to remember that we should be aware that we should always be getting close to Hashem. And if after a person gets closer to Hashem, and those are the ups and downs we're talking about, when a person is on an up and then things get more challenging, the person should realize that now the person has more challenges, more difficulties, chas v'shalom. Why? Because Hashem says, okay, so for whatever needs to be squared away, whatever needs all the loose ends to be tied up, we'll take care of them right now. Now that you're on this level, you're getting closer to me and you're equipped to handle it even more. And that's what the Orcha Tzadikim is saying. We should never panic either way, tranquility or challenges. There's a purpose for both of them. By the way, the Gemara says we can have peros in this world. Your ocha peroseya b'olam hazeh. We can eat the fruits of certain mitzvot in this world. There was also Moshe Rabbeinu was troubled by all different types of people. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik v'tovlo, rasha v'tovlo, rasha v'ralo. The different behaviors that people have and lifestyles, and some of them suffer, some of them don't. Hashem has everything straight. It's possible to have some reward in this world, and it certainly does not affect or take away from our world to come. But if a person, says the Orcha Tzadikim, seems to be having some challenges, like, you know, things come in spurts sometimes. So he says, Uchederech shil osel esonav, similar to what Hashem does, to sometimes he's doing it to people who are sinful, hein mishalim, meaning he gives them all tranquility in this world, hein mishalim li ohavav. This is the part that we have to look at, though. He also pays those who love him. Onesh ha'averos sha'asu, tolam hazeh, the punishment of the transgressions that they did in this world. So, if a person is suffering, chas v'shalom, even though I'm working so hard, I'm trying my best, I've reached certain levels that were unattainable before, and now things have become more difficult? That's right. That's because Hashem is paying attention to me, and he cares. כדי שיהיו זכויים ונקיים לעולם הבא, in order that they will be pure and clean for the world to come. Again, let us remember, both states of being are okay. But if a person has a harder time, rather than the tranquility we discussed before, the person has to be matzdik kol ma'orosav, has to declare mentally and verbally that Hashem is fair. Because Hashem says, I want you to have full paradise and enjoyment in Olam Haba. The Chol Zeh Toloi B'Midas HaSimcha, swinging back to how we started today, 15 minutes ago. This all depends on a certain mida, a character trait, a quality, an emotion, and that's called the trait of joy. But let's zero in more, says the Orach HaTzaddikim. What is Simcha about? Mishehu Sameach B'Chelko. That's the person who rejoices and is content and satisfied with his portion, his lot, shecholak lo hakel yisporach, that Hashem, blessed be He, has a portion to him. It could have to do with family. This is the family that I have. This is the money, the amount of parnasa that I have. I'm working my hardest. We talked about hishtadlus last time, maybe the time before, but there's a certain amount, certain portion that Hashem gives me. It's out of my control to a degree. Same thing with relationships. Same thing with health. A person needs to work on arriving at a joyous state of mind to be able to tolerate, to encompass this thought that Hashem is fair. Achaderech sheyismach ha'adam b'chelko. Baruch Hashem, the Orach HaTzaddikim addresses the next point. We need some direction. How does a person arrive at this trait, at this midah of simcha, at this emotion? Sheyikabel b'simcha hara, he says it's also defined as accepting whatever seems not good the way we accept what is good. So I love this line because it's so comforting. It's like an insurance policy. If I know ahead, I have a policy, I am not going to collapse. I will do my best to not be turned inside out by the three types of challenges that the Rambam summarizes life experiences as, based on Eov, who is the prototype for a human being suffering or going through challenges. And as we've said many times, that has to do with my livelihood, my parnasa, having to do with my relationships with children, with parents, with siblings, friends, plus my health, emotional and physical. If I kind of have a policy, a makeup in my mind ahead, that I'm not going to be shattered. I will do my best. I'm not going to fall apart. Oh, you say, well, it's not in my control, right? It is. I have ownership of my emotions, as the Sifrei Musar tells. That's what Musar is all about. As the Torah says, Naman Yilma L'Yiras Hashem, it says it about the king in Parsha Shoftim. There's something called Chochmas HaMusar. There's a whole science to this. So we have to learn how to be ready for whatever comes our way. And we can be prepared. We have training. The training is learning Torah, specifically Musar, about these midos. So if I can work on a policy that I have, I'm not going to be shattered. I'm not going to be turned inside out. Haderech hazeh mischalek nechama drachim. However, this general path of planning, pre-planning, training, to deal with what comes my way, with a level-headed approach, that general path and policy is divided into a number of other ones, sub-paths. One of them is, meaning all of these are ingredients. They're part of the itinerary to reach that destination of simcha. What are the legs of the journey to reach this mida of simcha? And this is very general in its introduction. Tzarich gader gadol. The first one is the safeguard, the biggest fence, the biggest protection for a person's mitzvot, to preserve them and to keep moving, to keep being productive, to keep learning, to keep teaching, to keep doing chesed. That God there is sheyiftach be'elokim, is that the person has to trust in Hashem. And we're going to learn all the facets that the Orach HaTzaddikim summarizes, largely based on the Chovos HaLevavos, what all the different features and details and aspects of bitachon coming up for the next many weeks. Hasheni ho'emuna. Number two, the person has to learn about believing in Hashem. That's correct. There is Hashem. He exists. He's there. He's the only ultimate reality. Hashlishi, the third power that we have to engage, the energy, is called Haseichel, intellect. What's that all about? As the Mesillas Yesharim says many times, or several times, Hashem created us with a brain, Baruch Hashem. There's a reason we have it. It's to use it. So therefore, there's something called objective human logic that human beings have over other levels of existence. And that's called Seichel. Doesn't make sense, objective human logic. Step away from everything. Of course, look at everything through the prism of Torah. But there's something called objective, unadulterated human logic. Seichel. Harvi ha'istapkus. The fourth idea is istapkus. What's that mean? It's like the word maspik. It should be enough. What? What do you mean enough? That's right. I shouldn't always want more and more. Every single person has taivos. There are cravings and lusts and desires. Some are born with different types that are predominant. There's a taiva for kavod. People really want to have honor. Some people want to be publicized. Some people have taivos for foods more than other things. There's a kind of a taiva to sleep a lot. All different types of taivos people have. But if a person exercises hystapkus, learns the art of being happy with what the person has, not overdoing it, realizing that the more we try to accumulate, the more we want. And if we do things in moderation when it comes to physicality and materialism, that's when we are satisfied. And we know Chazal says, I know you're thinking this Chazal, it says, Eber echad yesh baba adam, masbio ra'ev. It's talking about certain taivos, but there's a sefer called Milas Hamidos, also written by Arishton, who applies this to all the different desires a person has, animalistic, physical ones, which can be harnessed for the sake of Hashem, for Ruchnius. And he says, Masbio, the Chazal say, if a person tries to be fuller, Ra'ev, the person gets hungrier and hungrier and hungrier. But Mar'ivo Saveya, if the person cuts back a little bit, doesn't pursue all that the person desires in Gashmias, in physicality, then the person will be satisfied. And that's also part of Bitachon, as we're going to see. And we're going to start now the beautiful study of Bitachon of the Orchos Tzadikim, because all that was an introduction. Amar HaChacham, the wise person said that the Orchos Tzadikim quotes, call Adam, every person, tzarich, needs, goder, a fence, Visad, and a support, Vasemech, and some type of assistance, Kedesha Yiskaimu Masavatovin, in order that this person's good deeds will endure. What did he just say? People accumulate Masin Tovin, good deeds, learning, Chesed, teaching Torah, doing all the mitzvos. Except for one thing. If the person is anxious, the person's worried, then this storehouse, this treasury of Matan Tovin will not be safeguarded. It's a muscle. A person has a tremendous amount of wealth, keeps it somewhere, and doesn't lock it. It won't last forever. It's the same thing. A person can have a wealth of Matan Tovin, a lot of Torah, so many Blat Gemara, so many Mishnayos, so many Psukim of Chumash, so many acts of Chesed. But if the person is worrying all the time, if the person is full of anxiety, the person's scared, then the person is missing the fence, the safeguard, the protection of those good deeds. And they don't last as well. They don't continue. They're not at full power because the person is not able to be consistent and continue doing them. Why? Because the person's worried. The person needs to not worry in order to safeguard these Ma'asim Tovim. And as we did last time through the curriculum, we briefly studied the difference between these three types of supports and safeguards. The Orach HaTzadikim mentioned a geder. Now, what is a geder? The Malbim, by the way, is the master, one of the great masters of Shrushim, And word meanings, of course, they're in the Rishonim. But the Malbim is Marich. He speaks at length about all the different meanings. So what's the difference? We know there are no real synonyms in Lashon HaKodesh. What's the difference between a Geder, a Sad, and a Semech? A fence, an assistance, and a support. Well, a Geder is usually, as the Malbim says, I'll read it to you. L'rov sha'avanin ve'etzim. It's a stone or wood fence. Sha'aviv sadeh oker, around a field or a vineyard. Bal yehiyeh lemirmas. So it will not be trampled. Well, we might have a vineyard or a field full of good deeds, of Torah and mitzvos. But if we don't have a fence of stones or wood all around it to protect it, then animals come in and trample it. Thieves come in and try to take it. What we need is, we need to have a fence for a Maisim Tovim, a figurative fence of wood or stone that will protect all of our wealth of good deeds. And that fence is going to be bitachon. If I have bitachon, I've built a fence. I've built a protection around my good deeds so that they will endure and I'll be able to do more and more and build on what I did before. I'll be able to plant more wonderful, beautiful saplings and crops and trees because they're safeguarded by a fence. The fence is bitachon. It's what preserves my good deeds. What about the second one, a sad? A sad, the Malbim says, is a chizuk she'osim ledavar ha'asoy. It's a general term for some type of reinforcement, a strengthening power that we create, a structure for something that already was created and made. Shelo yismotetz la'asid, so that it shouldn't fall apart. It shouldn't deteriorate and degenerate. Well, that's the second word the Aruch HaTzaddikim said. It's the term about having a sad for our good deeds is to have a figurative reinforcement for what we've done and what we plan to do and what we're doing now. That means in order that there should be substance and endurance to my good deeds. I need to have good nidos, namely bitachon in this case. I have to trust in Hashem. I can't be full of anxiety and worry. Otherwise, it's yismotate. My actions won't be able to last. They'll chas v'shalom fall apart because I'm too worried to be able to perform properly. And finally, we have the word semech. The Malbim explains, we need our actions to have something to rely on, to lean on. There's another word, like nishan, to lean. So there's at least four terminologies that we can use here. But he says, it's a lashon of sometimes we have leaning by a carbon, and we have smicha with leaning hands on a new rav or a dayan, how it used to be done. But that's a lashon of leaning. So what does that have to do with anything? That means that in order for my Maisim Tovim to continue and to survive, meaning that I'll be able to continue my Avodas HaKodesh with Torah and Mitzvot and Chesed, I have to have a Semech. And the Semech is something that I can always rely on, I can lean on. That will be that I know that I can have Bitachon in Hashem. I mean, Hashem has my back. I have nothing to be worried or concerned about. Hashem is the one who takes care of me. When we have these proper safeguards, says the Aruch HaTzaddikim, then our actions, our good deeds will endure. They will last. Without this bitachon, it's very challenging to keep up our avodas Hashem. Hashem should assist us to have all of these nidos properly in place, and that the true, the emesik, authentic bitachon should be here, and Hashem should aid us in achieving this level of bitachon so we can continue to serve in b'simcha and with a positive attitude, with an optimistic attitude. And that way we can flourish and thrive in avodas Hashem. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful Hanukkah.